The reading melody in the prosopopnea tradition is used to chant or read scriptural lessons and longer prayers. It uses two alternating reciting tones, on do and on la, and it can be used to chant texts of any length. Now, why would you want a special melody for longer readings? Well, when a prayer or reading is chanted recto tono, that is, on a single pitch, or on a psalm tone, or using one of the clergy melodies, the chant melody always comes back to the tonic pitch do regularly. Every time it does, the listeners have to wait and see whether you've come to the conclusion or if there's more yet to come. And because these melodies are very simple, they give not much opportunity for the reader to use his or her voice to show how the parts of the reading relate to one another, and overall things can become just a bit dry or boring. Now, our customary reading melody solves these problems by ending each of the repeating phrases of the chant on the seventh tone of the scale, or T. Because T is such an unstable pitch, it signals to the hearer that there's more to come, and creates a sense of expectation to see what will come next. Within this repeating melody, there are two different reciting tones to add variety, and toward the end of the reading, a drop to so signals the beginning of the end, that is, the approach of the conclusion of the reading, and the entire reading ends on do, which is the pitch that normally the next part of the service will continue on. So the reading melody contains a repeating part we use over and over. And the reading melody starts out on do and descends to la, and this is the middle point in this portion of the reading. We chant for a while until we come to the middle, do ti la. And then the reading continues on la, that's the new reciting tone, until it comes to an end, not on do, but on that leading tone, ti. And then we chant until we come to the end of a thought. Now, T is called the leading tone because it leads into do, but it's an unstable pitch. It's clearly not the place we want to end. That'll come later in the reading. Here we go from do down to la, la to T, and then back to do again at the start of the next part of the reading. So here's the entire repeating part of the reading melody, which expresses a single idea with a pause in the middle. From the beginning to the middle, then we keep going until the end. This part of the melody is repeated as many times as necessary, each time highlighting a particular idea in the reading or prayer. So, for example, it will repeat like this. I begin singing on do until I come to the middle, and then I sing on the middle for a little while until I come to the end of this idea. Then I sing again on do until I come once again to the middle, and then I keep singing some more on this tone until I come to the end of the second thought. The third thought begins at this point until we come to the middle, and then we keep going until we come to the end of the third thought, and so on. Now, the reading melody as we've presented it so far is very simple. To add interest and to make the music match the sense of the words, we can add the same sort of musical ornaments that we use when singing recto tono. For example, at the beginning or in the middle of the repeating phrase, we can sing a rising perfect fourth at the beginning. So do. Or we can sing a rising perfect fourth at the middle of the repeating part of the phrase from mi up to la, as we'll see in a moment. And at any point, we can take an upward whole step or a major second on an accented word or a syllable that we want to emphasize. So here's the beginning of the epistle for the Feast of Pascha, or Easter, Acts 1:1-9, and it could go like this. In my first account, Theophilus, I dealt with all that Jesus did and taught until he was taken up to heaven, having first instructed the apostles he had chosen through the Holy Spirit. Now here's the entire epistle. In my first account, Theophilus, I dealt with all that Jesus did and taught until the day he was taken up to heaven, having first instructed the apostles he had chosen through the Holy Spirit. In the time after his suffering, he showed them in many convincing ways that he was alive, appearing to them over the course of 40 days, and speaking to them about the reign of God. On one occasion, when he met with them, he told them not to leave Jerusalem. Wait rather for the fulfillment of my Father's promise, of which you have heard me speak. John baptized with water, but within a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. And so on. Notice that I don't sing every phrase the same way. The ornaments are chosen to fit the text. And in fact, every time an epistle is read, it might be chanted a little bit differently. Since the reader is a soloist, this is not a problem. The rest of the congregation can listen and don't have to sing along. So far, we have a repeating portion that always comes back to T at the end of every segment. The final part of the reading has to do two things. First, it has to give some advance warning to those in church, because the priest, the cantor, and the servers will have things to do immediately after the reading. For example, after the epistle, the servers will have to prepare incense for the censing of the church during the Alleluia, and they'll need some time to do that. Also, the entire reading should end on Do, both to give a sense of arrival, and because the singing that follows will probably start on Do, as the simple responses do. The reading melody does all this by dropping down all the way down to So, a note that we haven't used earlier in the reading, so it becomes very obvious, and working its way eventually back to Do. Here are some examples of how this can be done. Here is my reading melody, and I go to the middle, and then I come to the end of a thought on D. So is down here, la ti 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 la ti do. So ti la ti do. So ti do re do. And many ways that you can move convincingly from so back to do. This is the place where the reader can display some real artistry and skill in matching the text being read to the chanting. Let's listen again to the second half of the Epistle of Pascha together with its conclusion. While they were with him, they asked, Lord, are you going to restore the rule to Israel now? His answer was, the exact time it is not yours to know. The Father has reserved that to himself. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes down on you. Then you are to be my witnesses in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, yes, even unto the ends of the earth. No sooner had he said this, then he was lifted up before their eyes in a cloud which took them from their sight. To sing a text properly to the reading melody, you have to, at the very least, divide the reading up into sections, each of which can be split in half at the point where the melody drops to la, without doing violence to the text. And you have to decide in advance where the final phrase begins, so that it's neither short nor too long, and so you know when to drop down to so. Here is how you might mark up the text of the epistle for Thursday in Bright Week. Here I use a plus sign to mark the major divisions of the text, the ones that end on T, and a downward slash to mark the middle of each of those phrases where it goes down to la. A downward arrow marks the drop to so that signals the beginning of the end. In those days, Peter addressed the people, you must reform and be baptized, each one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins may be forgiven. Then you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. It was to you and your children that the promise was made, and to all those still far off whom the Lord our God calls. In support of this testimony, he used many other arguments and kept urging, save yourself from this generation which has gone astray. Those who accepted his message were baptized. Some 3,000 were added that day. They devoted themselves to the apostles' instruction and the communal life, to the breaking of bread and to the prayers. A reverent fear overtook them all, for many wonders and signs were performed by the apostles. And here we end on do at the very end of the reading. Now you can choose to make your own phrases a bit longer or a bit shorter than I did in this example, as long as you divide up the reading so that the pauses are always at sensible places and lead logically to whatever comes next. Always try chanting the reading aloud several times in private before reading it in church. You might also find it helpful to record several different versions and see which one sounds best.